Okay, we've talked about pills, but what happens when diet, exercise and pills don't work? What next? We sent Leslie Hilton to the Nuffield Hospital in Leeds to find out.
See how the operation goes, see how I pick up and sort of look at it in a fortnight's time and just think, well, you know, can I go and spend a whole day there?
What I'd do is expect that you're going to be, you know, not feel like getting back to work for, a month, six weeks or so.
Margaret Coates is 54 and weighs nearly 20 stone. Her size is causing health and mobility problems. She's just about to go into the operating theatre to have a gastric bypass operation to help to control her weight. So what brought her to this stage?
Partly the fact that I know that I can't control this, and this makes me very angry and disappointed with myself. I've sort of reached a stage now in my life where I know I've tried every diet and I really, really struggle. And in April of this year, I was diagnosed as diabetic. And that really put the sort of crowning glory on it, that something really had to be done. I realised this surgery would actually help with things like that, with high blood pressure and diabetes. And basically, I want my life back. I don't feel like I'm living the life that other people live.
The first part of the operation will involve measuring a length of small bowel to take up towards the stomach.
The gastric bypass is one of a range of restrictive procedures that are used in surgery to help the morbidly obese. It involves creating a very small stomach, about the size of a golf ball, by stapling off a small pouch of the existing stomach. To allow food to get through the gut, the bowel is divided further down and joined up to this new mini stomach. The result is that the patient feels very full very quickly. Margaret is having hers done by keyhole surgery, but it's still a major operation. Overweight people have a higher risk of developing complications, and around 1 in 20 people who have the operation fail to lose the required weight. Simon Dexter, Margaret's surgeon at the Nuffield Hospital in Leeds, explains who's eligible for such drastic surgery.
The main criterion is their weight as measured by the body mass index. In other words, that's the patients who are probably carrying about twice the weight they should be. In body mass index terms, the cutoff is a BMI of 40. If patients are a little less than that and have disease related to the weight, such as diabetes, possibly blood pressure problems, and so forth, then they're eligible for surgery with a BMI of 35 plus. And this is classed as morbidly obese.
Most patients have the operation done privately at a cost of around £10,000. Was it an easy decision for Margaret to make?
No, it certainly hasn't been an easy decision. You know, it's not one of those things that I thought, oh, great, this is the, you know, the easy answer, let's go for it. I have realised through the research that I've done that, you know, the hard work really is going to begin once the operation's over, and that it's going to be very necessary to work hard at it. But I've decided that really there's no alternative, and that's the only way that I can go forward.
I don't smoke, I don't drink, but I enjoy eating, so that was my comfort. If I had a problem, I'd go to food. If I was bored, I'd go to the biscuit tin. And it becomes a habit. Quite often you don't even realise that you're eating three biscuits and not one biscuit. You know, it just becomes a habit. You don't even enjoy the food particularly.
Eileen Whiston weighed 24 stone when she had a gastric bypass last year after dieting and drugs had failed to help her. She's now down to 16 stone and is happy with that.
I've got a friend who's 10 years older than me and always had a weight problem. And I went to visit her and she's so unfit and so unhappy with her life because she can't go out, she can't go shopping. And I looked at her and I thought, if I don't do something now, that will be me in 10 years' time. So I realised I've got to do something today and quite permanent.
Eileen used to have high blood pressure. It's now back to a normal level. The joint problems and lack of energy she felt before the operation have now gone. Simon Dexter explains the benefits.
So in terms of pure weight loss, we see results of from all the procedures, from maybe 50 to 75% of the excess weight loss people are carrying, which takes them down to certainly a healthy weight and in some cases a near normal weight. The other aspect of surgery is not just a success in terms of weight loss, but the success in terms of treating the conditions which come with obesity, and it's in this area I think the most impact is made. For example, the obese diabetic can expect to have complete remission of the diabetes, about 85% for bypass, and even greater than that, the 90% range for some of the more aggressive malabsorptive operations.
Immediately after a gastric bypass, the patient has to learn a whole new way of eating. Eileen's new, smaller stomach took some getting used to.
Quantity initially, but you literally can't have anything solid for a full week. And then you have to build up like a tomato soup or thin porridge, because your stomach cannot take any volume of food for the first 3 months, really. And you have to slowly introduce food back again. Semi-solid food. So that in itself teaches you a little bit of control, because if you eat something you shouldn't, you are sick. It is not a pleasant thing. You are sick and you're uncomfortable and it's painful. So that is a deterrent to eat those foods again. So I find that pasta used to make me poorly and I don't want pasta now. So it has an effect that way, that long term you don't want the foods that made you ill.
Eileen Whiston, who lost 8 stone after having that surgery, talking to Leslie Hilton.